At 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the entire family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Lebanon say today's Israeli airstrikes killed 100 people. Israel says it struck more than 300 targets as it goes after Hezbollah. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz is in Tel Aviv.
The IDF now warning that extensive, precise strikes aimed at targets across Lebanon are far from over, and that civilians around them should flee. This comes after a weekend of Hezbollah firing more than 150 rockets into northern Israel.
The Middle East expected to be a major topic at the UN General Assembly that begins today. Congressional leaders have a bipartisan agreement on a government funding bill to avoid a shutdown. It boosts funding for the Secret Service. Pope Francis canceled his audiences today. The Vatican says the 87-year-old is in a slight flu-like state, but that he still plans to travel to Belgium and Luxembourg this week. This is ABC News. High above our heads this morning.
Standing by for undocking, and there it is.
11:20.
NASA TV is a Soyuz spacecraft left the International Space Station. On board, American astronaut Tracy Dyson, along with two Russian cosmonauts, one of them on this trip clocking his 1,110th day in space, spread over five missions. Back on the ground, a rodeo was on the run, says ABC's Lionel Moyes.
Things got wild Sunday at the rodeo in North Attleboro, Massachusetts. Eight bulls escaping their enclosure at a local mall and running through the city streets.
There's six bulls on the loose on our street, and here come the cowboys.
The enormous escapees making their way to a residential neighborhood. Ranch hands carried out metal fences to corral the animals, working with local police and volunteers to steer them into a transport vehicle.
Baseball: Chicago White Sox lost to the San Diego Padres for their record-tying 120th loss of the season. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you getting tired of packing, unpacking, setting up, and then repacking for one craft show just to do it again next weekend for another show? Join the Creative Outlet team of crafters. For about $1 a day, I will display, advertise, and sell your items for you. I'll help take the stress out of doing what you love most, being creative. For more information, I welcome you to contact the Creative Outlet today.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
4 minutes after 7. Hello. Yes, we begin another week with a Civic Media Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. Here is your word. This is your assignment this hour. The word today is vote. V-O-T-E. Vote. I think we had that word last week, and somebody texted boat, B-O-A-T. No, don't get confused. Vote is the word today to text or win the Go for the Green or Gold contest, which can net you some cash or some gold or some tickets to see the Green and Gold. If you haven't done it already, download the Civic Media app, find WRCO, and use the text button at the bottom to send that word today. This hour's word is vote, ladies and gentlemen.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Savers Sweepstakes is a prize-linked savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
A high near 70 today. Some sunshine at times and east winds at 3 to 6 miles per hour. Nearly perfect weather. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with patchy fog. A low of 47. Partly sunny and pleasant Tuesday and 70. Wednesday mostly sunny and pleasant and a high of 75. In Richland Center, we dipped a couple of more degrees. It's cool out there today. Boy, our first 30-degree morning, at least here at the studios, for a while. 39 right now at the WRCO studios. And that's a look at weather for the day in southwest Wisconsin. Did you notice how it was almost like someone flipped the switch yesterday and there was fall right there? Fittingly, this is Brian Kelly, and see you next summer.
Here comes that sun coming up. On this Gulf Coast town, we've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, after holding you all night. I wanna, this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. See you next summer, all the same. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line, go ahead and tell them all that. You met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that pop. Sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. See you next summer, all the same. kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Just say the margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text, look it up, see you next summer. See you next summer.
See you next summer. Indeed, that's Brian Kelly. Some things to celebrate today. Restless Legs Awareness Day. It's also today National Checkers Day, also known as Dogs in Politics Day. I think it goes back to former President Nixon's dog Checkers back in the day. It's Family Day, International Day of Sign Languaging. And today is National Great American Pot Pie Day. Ooh, that's good stuff there. Especially the homemade ones. Those are the best. Ooh, National Snack Stick Day as well. Ooh, get a beef stick or a Lanjager or something today. Good stuff there. And I think that's what Henry Bray's main course usually is. Thanks for turning on the radio. Speaking of that Bray guy, he's been trying to get some jokes ready.
Slap now. Don't you come. jump in into your little red Mercedes Benz. Well, I know there's no turning back. Well, I don't even care where we are. I just wanna be inside your car. You can drive me wild, baby. You can drive me crazy. You just drive me, I don't care with you. I'll go anywhere, clean out of sight. Once around the moon, holding on tight. Take me by the hand, hold me by the heart. Fast lane or a Sunday drive. Anyway we go, I'll be fine. Just as long as I'm with you. It don't matter when we get back. This ain't the time to talk about that. You can drive me wild, baby. You can drive me crazy. You just drive me, I don't care with you. I'll go anywhere, clean out of sight. Once around the moon, holding on tight. Take me by the hand, hold me by the heart.
WRCO and Drive Me Wild. Drive me toward the old Henry Bray jokes, and then also birthdays and anniversaries coming up here as well as we commute on a Monday.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
It's Applefest in Gay's Mills this weekend with lots of great food, live music, and the big parade on Sunday. Stroll down Main Street where you'll find vendors, live music, food, and fun activities for the whole family. At the county fairgrounds, there's the carnival, flea market, and the arts and crafts show that will feature nearly 100 vendors offering antiques, collectibles, crafts, and fabulous food. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during Applefest in Gay's Mills.
Did you know that you don't need a referral to meet with the geriatric assessment clinic at the Richland Hospital and Clinics? If you or someone you care about is experiencing memory loss, it's important to meet with our team. Some causes of cognitive decline can be treated and even reversed. Call the Richland Hospital and Clinics today to be connected to resources.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Time to round up the morning here in WRCO.
No, we're not.
Anyway, hey, how you doing there, Hank?
Hey, that still works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That mute button is awesome.
Anti-Hank button.
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I saw you a little bit on Friday night,
yeah, of course. And a little bit on Saturday.
Yeah. We had Leia's birthday party on Saturday.
Yeah, how did that go?
Well, you know, as a grandpa, it's fun being a grandpa. I like this because you can sugar them up and send them home, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we had the party at this place in Madison that had all these games and, you know, machines and things like that. So I made the mistake when the girls first got there, my 2 4-year-old granddaughters, of showing them the candy claw machine.
Did you have dollar bills and quarters?
I had a lot of dollar bills.
Okay.
I don't anymore.
No. The girls and their tummy.
It went really fast. Yeah. But yeah, I showed them that. And then, of course, that just overshadowed everything else. We'd sit down and, hey, let's open gifts. No, let's go to the candy machine. Then the claw for the stuffed animals, right, too. I told them, I said, girls, at least with the candy claw, you got a better chance of winning something.
Right.
They didn't understand that. So
did they get any teddy bears or anything?
They each got a ball, like a plastic ball you could throw around.
Well, they got as a grandpa.
They got
too.
Something. But anyway, yeah, they got a lot of candy in their pockets.
Good for you.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
awesome.
And then we had a family gift. We had a gift bag.
No.
And June bought her several things because Allison said, no toys. So June bought a few, like a dress and, you know, some nice little outfits.
Why not toys?
And then, well, in the bottom of the bag was a whoopee cushion.
Oh.
She pulls it out. And doesn't even respond. She just throws it right at me. Like, whoop, got me right.
That wasn't even nice. Where was it?
Very ungrateful.
Yeah, I mean, those whoopee cushions are hard to come
well,
by.
Well, they are. Yep.
I bet it's probably blown up or have a hole in it.
It
by
probably
now.
Does because kids does. Kids don't just
they don't value the whoopee cushion.
They don't use them cautiously. Right. They stand up and then about 5 feet up in there and they jump down.
Yep.
It's not going to last if you do that.
No, one time for sure.
One time, absolutely.
The value of a whoopee cushion and a good slinky metal slinky.
Yep.
They're just
exactly.
They just throw the values right out the window.
First time I ever discovered a whoopee cushion, and I didn't even know there such thing existed, and and we were on the school class trip to Fort Dells. So it used to be, there was this fort that, and they had like little rides and things like that, but then they'd have like this fake gunfight on the main street and things like that. But that's where we went.
Right.
And in the gift shop, there was a whoopee cushion, and I brought it home, and boy, were my parents proud.
You know, they probably still are, Phil, looking up on you now. Yeah. And like, look what we have done.
We gave you money from our hard-earned milk check.
And you buy a whoopee.
And that's what you bought for your souvenir. Yeah,
and you're full of gas anyway, Phil. You probably didn't need. So how'd you bowl?
I bowled one game, and the girls had bumpers, and they had the chute where you put the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And they beat me quite. I don't know if I broke a half a hundred or not, you know.
Really? Because,
yeah.
Did you have bumpers on yours?
No, I didn't. They wouldn't let me. Like, come on.
That's odd.
It's not fair. No wonder they're beating me. They're bumpers.
Poor Phil.
Yeah. What do you do, Hank?
Well, today's Chet's Chuckle.
That's right.
Sponsored by Chet's Feed and Seed and such.
Have you been working hard on your jokes?
Buddy, look at all this material that I have created.
Wow. Well, that's a great, I'm sure Civic Media is proud that you're using their paper for...
Oh, this come out of your office. Oh,
okay. Well, then I'm really proud of you, too.
Hey, Phil, just some inquiring minds for all the people out there. Did you know that if you spend 25 minutes on the toilet each day at the end of the year, that's 2 week wages for free?
Wow. Amazing. And you're speaking a little bit from personal experience.
I'm going for 4 weeks.
Well, that's your vacation.
Exactly.
Enjoy it.
They knock on the door. Let's go. Your vacation's over.
Your vacation's over. You've used up your time.
Yep.
Sixth grade comedy club stuff. What did the zebra say the first time he saw a piano?
I don't know.
Dad.
Oh, my goodness. Dad.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow. Hey, Walmart's giving out free rotisserie chicken.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Free to anybody who can outrun security.
Oh, yeah. Speaking from experience, I suppose.
Not saying a word.
No.
Yeah. My name is Joanne Krulots.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy.
Well. I see. I used to work at a soda plant, Philip.
Did you?
I did. I quit because it was so depressing.
Oh. They ain't getting any better.
No.
Did you? And do you know why the kangaroo stopped drinking coffee?
No, why is that?
It made him too jumpy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
They got to get better than that. We'll see.
I think the commercial we're getting ready to play is probably better than those jokes.
Much better.
Yes.
Chet's Feed, Seed, and such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Hi, Philip.
You know that June told me to put ketchup on the shopping list? Now I can't read it.
Yeah, that goes along with your soy sauce and your chocolate.
What do you do? I did what she said.
Hey, what pronouns does chocolate use?
I don't have a clue.
Her and she.
Oh.
Hershey.
Hershey, as in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I wanted to start a new diet, Phil. You know, I'm
really.
But, you know, I watch what I eat, but way too much on my plate right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know,
there's
way
too much on your plate.
Too much on my plate.
Oh, Hank.
All right, buddy.
Boom.
I talked to actually Chet the other day. He called in.
Did he?
Yeah, he gave me some pointers and how to deliver some jokes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, he'd know.
He would know. Two dragons sitting in a bar. Philip says, one says to the other, "It's hot in here." The other one turns around and says, "Shut your mouth."
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Talk about breath of fire.
Yeah.
We could use asserts, maybe.
Well, or more.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the three-legged dog that walked in a bar, Philip?
No.
A three-legged dog walked in a bar. He was looking for the person that shot his paw.
Not good.
Those are from Chet. I just got one from Joanne, and here's how the story goes. I hope I can get it right. Yep.
Oh, Joanne gave you one?
Yeah, she it was a pretty good one. Oh. So there was a there was this priest and bus driver that, that died and went to heaven. Okay. And at the pearly gates, you know, they met with everybody. So St. Peter was delivering them, you know, going through heaven and delivering them to their new place of residence.
Okay, yep.
So driving through the town and pretty, you know, it's heaven. Uh-huh. And the first house, you know, nice little house. And St. Peter goes, this is for the bus driver. So the bus driver gets out, just amazed. And so the priest is going, after all I've done, I bet I get this huge mansion, just awesome thing. So, and so they proceed. They go proceed through the town, go over the tracks, you know,
yeah.
You know, the other side of the tracks, and they pull up to this log cabin. Is this like I don't know if it's a log cabin, but it's just a cabin, like a little rundown cabin. And St. Peter goes, here's your place. And the priest goes, after all I've done, this is what I get? And he goes, well, not so sorry. He goes, when you preached, you put people to sleep. When the bus driver drove, people prayed.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that's
yes.
Pretty good. That's coming from Joanne.
Not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah,
that's like written. Second or third hand. And then you did a good job there, man.
Hey, a guy walking through the woods, when he hears a voice, hey, over here, he looks down and sees a frog. Huh. Pick me up, says the frog says, and kiss me and I'll turn into a beautiful princess. The guy picks up the frog and puts it into his pocket. The frog, confused, says, aren't you going to kiss me? The guy says, nah, at this point in my life, I'd just rather have a talking frog.
Oh, yes.
So that would be me and you at this point, wouldn't it?
Hopefully the frog saying, hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Are you done with your jokes?
You know, over the weekend, I was at a conference.
Oh, really?
Trying to learn to be a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see what I've learned? We've only just begun. You don't get it.
Yeah, the carpenter. I got it.
Unfortunately, he got it.
I wasn't supposed to get it, but I got it.
Before your time.
Before my time.
Yeah, yeah. What's your kicker today, man?
Well, young man, here we go. The scientist and the frog. Not the same one.
Oh, all right.
A scientist is doing an experiment on a frog. He tells the frog to jump, and the frog jumps. He writes in his notebook, frog with four legs, jump. Then he cuts off one of the frog's leg and says, jump. The frog jumps again, though not as far, and writes, frogs with three legs jump. He cuts off another leg and says, jump. The frog jumps a short distance. He writes, frog with two legs jump. Finally, he cuts off the last two legs and says, jump. The frog doesn't move. Huh. The scientist writes in his notebook, frog with no legs becomes deaf.
No. Not good, eh? Not good. No, must have been an Arkansas scientist there, maybe.
Wow.
You never
know. Tell you what, you're a hard person to please today, young man.
Yeah, no, I'm doing all right.
Anyway, I hope you have a great day, and good luck to all the local athletes out there tonight.
Mm-hmm. Homecoming week for Riverdale and River Valley.
Yeah, enjoy those festivities. We'll be on hand for some of those festivities over the weekend or over the course of the week. So I get to this Friday is River Valley School Fair. Looking mm-hmm. forward to that with you.
We'll be there.
So,
it's going to be one of the warmer fairs for him. Remember last year we went and I had to stop at home and get a winter coat because it was...
Yeah, I mean, we were like this.
Yeah, it was like 35
We had to walk
degrees.
Back to our car holding our microphones.
This year.
And wasn't it kind of... Was it misting?
I think so. I think it started later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, young men, I hope your day is awesome. Everybody else behave and be kind.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family.
offering a wide range of full-service options, including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials, they are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Welcome back, students and teachers. On behalf of all of Rockwell, we would like to thank everyone who participated in the Back to School Supply Drive, and we're wishing you all a happy and healthy school year. We would also like to extend a thank you to all truck drivers. September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Be sure to thank a truck driver for all of their hard work and dedication.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up!
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
This day in history, going back to 1962, The Jetsons premiered on ABC, the first program to be carried by that network in color. Also in 1968, Lucille Ball returned to TV with a show, Here's Lucy, on CBS. And it was on this day in 2022 when Roger Federer played his final professional match after an illustrious career that included 20 Grand Slam titles. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
On the 23rd of September, happy birthday to Matthew Hardy and Diana Rodriguez from Richland Center Primary School. To wonderful sister-in-law, aunt, and great-aunt Kim Meaden, love from the Hipsch clan. And to my wonderful sister and an awesome aunt, Kim Meaden, love Barb, Ron, Ryan, Jada, Isla, Brianna, Caden, Brooklyn, and Caleb. The Bloom City Town Crier today salutes Michael Benson, Rick Piasecki, Dean Reinhardt, all celebrating today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions on this Monday. Happy birthday to Caden Putz, to Tarek Jones, Adonica Matthews, and Tom Nondorf, Rick Prohaska, Danny Ward, Kevin Wilkinson, and Finley Johnson. Happy anniversary, Scott and Rhonda Meister, and Jeremy and Bridget Thomas. From the RC Lions, happy birthday, Isabel Bakken, to Saressa Nimix and Ron Kepler, Rick Piasecki and Dean Reinhardt. Happy anniversary, Dan and Tara Kruger, today. Have a great day from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, and this goes out to Kim Meaden and Dean Reinhardt today. That's right, it's Dean's birthday. All the best from Gary and Kenda. Happy birthday to Brother Dean. This is from Deb and Al. And to Dean Reinhardt, 73 today. Oh, we weren't supposed to say that. I'm sorry. Anyway, from Lori, and happy birthday from Jessica, Travis, Brody, Sophie, Randy, Cody, and Hayden. So if you see Dean today, of course, he'll be acting much more mature now today that he's another year older. Happy 17th to Isaac Wayne Faber from Mom and Dad, Isabella, Evan, Jacob, Aaron, and Lilia. Happy birthday to Mike Benson from Mackenzie, Mason, and Lisa. And to Mike Benson from Butch and Margaret. To Hinley Bartles from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday from Grandpa and Grandma Tractor as well. Happy wishes going out to Eunice Moore from Rod and Kim Anderson. Also, happy 97th to amazing mom and grandma and great-grandma with love and hugs from Wendy and Brady, Ryan and family, Jacob and family, and Kylie. From your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church, happy 97th birthday today from all of your fans and a fan club. Happy birthday to Eunice Moore from residents and staff of Schmidtwilden Hills. To Grandpa Ron Kepler from Emily, Troy, Dylan, and Jana Putz, Shelly Dax Prohaska. Have a great day today. Love, Mom and Dad. And also, we hope that this day is as wonderful as you. Happy anniversary to Jamie and Angela Lars from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Joanne has the news coming up here in just a bit from WRCO.
Look out on the night sky and tell me what you see. Those stars have been there shining through eternity. There's another light that's burning. Start. It's this feeling for you.
The McCarters, that's for all of our anniversary couples today. The word you need to text in this hour is vote in the Civic Media statewide Go for the Green or Gold contest. Vote. If you haven't done that, you have until 8 o'clock this morning to do so. Phil and Lee, hoping you have a great rest of your day.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 41 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Patchy fog early, otherwise mostly sunny and nice today with a high of 69. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, patchy fog with a low of 47. In Richland Center, after a low of 39, we're back up to 41 degrees.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Vice President Kamala Harris says Republicans are being divisive on purpose in the weeks leading up to the presidential election. At a Friday night rally in Madison, the Democratic presidential candidate said the recent debate with former President Donald Trump showed the divide between the two. Harris said former President Donald Trump would undermine Wisconsinites' health care and reproductive health. This was Harris's first visit to Madison and fourth visit to Wisconsin since she got the nomination. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a campaign stop in Richland Center on Saturday. With just over a month to go before the election, every day is important.
There is a lot of energy and excitement, and I think people really do understand the stakes in this election. It's up to all of us to traverse the state, as I said earlier, not just blue counties, but purple counties, red counties. Meet people where they are, listen, and show the clear contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump and Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro was on the campaign trail with Baldwin. He says the election will likely come down to three states.
My beloved Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, along with Michigan and Wisconsin, and anything I can do to amplify the importance of the stakes of this election, especially in those three states, I think is really important. In addition to that, we know that as the Senate races go in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, with Bob Casey, a great senator who we need to return to the U.S. Senate, that's going to have a lot to do with whether we can pass an agenda that restores a woman's right to choose, that protects our fundamental freedoms. So I think it's really important that we all work together. Governor Evers, Governor Whitmer, and myself have talked a lot about our role in this election. We plan to get on a bus together next month and traverse through these three states again. And it's really, really important that folks here in Wisconsin understand the real power that they have in this coming election.
Baldwin and Shapiro spoke Saturday at the Democratic headquarters in Richland Center. The agencies are doing extra enforcement and education as students navigate to and from school each day in Dane County. According to a Dane County Traffic Safety Commission report, twice as many children in Dane County were hurt in school zones last year as in any of the previous four. Over the past 5 years, 15 children have been injured in school zones, 43 were injured walking or biking to or from school, and the youngest was just 9 years old. TSC is working with law enforcement agencies and school districts to remind area drivers of the need to protect children walking, bicycling, or riding a bus to school. This week is Operation Safe Stop Week. It seeks to promote school bus safety through education and enforcement efforts. Operation Safe Stop is a cooperative project supported by the Wisconsin State Patrol and Wisconsin School Bus Association. The goal of Operation Safe Stop Week is to proactively educate motorists about the dangers of passing stop school buses. In Wisconsin, there are over 12,000 school buses that transport more than 750,000 students to and from school each school day and travel nearly 70 million miles a year. From this year's survey, an estimated 38% of motor vehicles illegally pass Wisconsin school buses every day. Commonly, drivers are not fully alert and pass a stop school bus. This is a very dangerous situation for the children, especially the younger ones who may not be watching traffic as closely as they should. Motorists are required to stop at least 20 feet from a stop school bus that is displaying flashing red lights and stop arm. Each time a motorist violates the school bus stop law, he or she creates a real hazard for the students who are boarding or leaving the bus. Wisconsin uses an 8-light school bus warning system. The alternately flashing yellow lights mean caution to other motorists because the bus is preparing to stop. The flashing red lights and stop arm mean stop. It's Riverdale Homecoming Week. This year's theme is Night in New York. District-wide dress-up days will be today, Pajama Day, tomorrow, Tourist Day, Wednesday, Country versus City Day, Thursday, Class Colors Day, and Friday, School Spirit Day. There is a full week of activities planned. Today features JV football and junior high volleyball, both at home. Tuesday, it's volleyball. The high school teams will be at Darlington, and the junior high will be at River Ridge. On Thursday, junior high football will be at Wazika, and junior high and high school cross country will be at Prairie du Chien, and high school volleyball will host Iowa Grant. Also, Thursday night will be skit night at the RES building following the volleyball match. On Friday, there will be an all-district assembly at 1 o'clock in the Riverdale Elementary Gym. The homecoming parade will step off at 2, and the homecoming football game will be held at 7. On Saturday, the cross-country teams will be on the road at DeSoto. Homecoming festivities will culminate with the homecoming dance Saturday night beginning at 7. Homecoming parade entries are being sought. If you would like to enter the parade, contact Tanner Williamson at twilliamson@riverdale.k12.wy.us. It's also River Valley's homecoming this week, featuring the annual school fair this Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting a significant increase in cases of pertussis, also known as whooping cough, across Wisconsin. Data in the state and nationally show case counts are now similar to pre-pandemic levels. As of September 13th, DHS has received reports of 625 confirmed cases of pertussis, compared to 51 cases reported in 2023. Since January 1st, two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have reported at least one case. While people can get pertussis at any age, Wisconsinites aged 11 to 18 currently make up nearly half of all cases reported so far this year. Pertussis is a serious respiratory illness that can lead to health complications such as pneumonia or even death, particularly in very young children. It begins with cold-like symptoms and develops into a serious cough that can last up to several months. Coughing episodes can cause difficulty breathing, gagging, or vomiting. Some people also may have a high-pitched whoop after they cough. It is very important to treat this illness early. Anyone experiencing symptoms of pertussis should stay home, call their health care provider, and follow their instructions. Severe symptoms, such as difficulty breathing, need immediate medical care. To prevent the spread and protect against severe symptoms or hospitalization, DHS urges Wisconsinites to make sure they and their children are up to date on their pertussis vaccine and to take other steps to stay healthy. The pertussis vaccine is the best way to prevent the illness or reduce the severity of the symptoms. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends different vaccine doses for different age groups. Children should receive 5 doses of DTaP vaccine from age 2 months to 6 years. Adolescents ages 11 to 12 should receive 1 dose of TTaP vaccine. Adults who have never had a pertussis vaccine should receive 1 dose of TDAP vaccine. Pregnant people should receive Tdap between 27 and 36 weeks of pregnancy during each pregnancy to protect the newborn before they are old enough to get the Dtap vaccine. Wisconsin residents can find their immunization records using the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. Anyone unable to access records can contact their doctor's office or local health department. Wisconsin residents who do not have health insurance or whose insurance may not cover vaccines may be able to get help from the Vaccines for Children or Vaccines for Adults programs. Most residents already have PFAS in their bloodstream, but at a lower level than the national average. A new study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health found the strongest link between high PFAS levels in lifestyle in older men who eat freshly caught fish. Scientists say that they didn't see any surprising patterns and that there was no evidence that eating fresh fish was the cause of the higher levels at this time. All Richland County residents are invited to a special meeting Tuesday at 6 at the Richland Center Community Center. The meeting was announced by County Board Chair David Turk at the board meeting last Tuesday night. This will be your opportunity to discuss your concerns facing the county, which may include the cybersecurity incident, Pine Valley, or any other topic that concerns you. The Ithaca School District is seeking to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. Voters in the district will be seeing a referendum question on the ballot next month to authorize the request, so residents can understand the question and why the district is seeking to exceed the revenue limit. Informational sessions are being held. The next informational session will be held tonight at 7 at Ithaca Schools. Two additional sessions remain. They are scheduled for Wednesday, October 2nd at 5:45 at the Ithaca Community Gym, and Sunday morning, October 6th at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. Wisconsin's new Department of Transportation Secretary is excited to get to work. Christina Boardman says she wants to continue to share WisDOT's story so the public understands the work it does. Boardman says she wants to continue to maximize the federal funding opportunities to bring needed resources to Wisconsin. Boardman has nearly three decades of state government service, including 10 years as a legislative aide for the Wisconsin State Assembly, before transitioning to WisDOT in 2005. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office responded to a crash Saturday night in the Seymour Township. A 12-year-old girl had been traveling at a high rate of speed in a vehicle and lost control before eventually crashing in a ditch. The sheriff's office says the girl was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The girl was cited for no valid driver's license, no insurance, failure to maintain control, and obstructing.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Monday, September 23rd. Peter B. Regneri, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 Saturday at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regneri Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter B. Regneri, age 81.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Patchy fog early, otherwise mostly sunny and nice today with a high of 69.